or buy something else and do a 1031 exchange later into that. I mean, there's other options. And I totally get what you're saying, but again, we've got to follow processes and represent the county. So anybody else have any comments, questions, or do we want to open it up to the public? George?
Yeah, you said you sold the business for in Georgia?
Yes, sir.
Okay, does that involve construction and stuff on that business, or was something you just purchased and operated and then sold?
We grew it from nothing the last 15 years. It's called fulfillment.com. It was a shipping business. And so after I got out of the military, we started that, and
Did you build structures on? I mean, did you develop
it to some? No, sir. It was a warehousing. We rented the warehouse and we shipped people.
Like the Amazon kind of fulfillment type thing.
Okay.
Do you have a grading plan, site plans, stormwater runoff plans?
Pardon me, speak? Yes, sir.
And you didn't set your silt fence in proper places?
Well, the LDP encompasses the 5-acre parcel that is, it's really like 7.5 acres, including the parking lot area. All that stuff was in place before the LDP was issued. Part of the plan, in order to get the building pads, we needed a ton of dirt. Pond locations, you can see there was one that I call Finger Lake that's kind of in the middle, and there's another one that was closer to the drive, and there was another one towards the back that were future agricultural ponds that were just used in currently borrow pits to get dirt to because it's all, you know, you got some places 6 inches in shelf and some places it's, you know, 5 feet in shelf. So there's a ton of rock.
So you did have a grading or a stormwater runoff plan. You have to have one of those to be able to put your silt fence.
Yes, sir. And so there was a spot around one of the ponds, well, two of the ponds, two of the borrow pit areas that needed some silt fence that we added to, and actually one of them was pushed back in, straw and seeded. And the construction entrance was back towards, was shown on the plan, towards the front of the 5 acres, and we really needed to push it out closer
Mr.
to
Chair.
The entrance.
So may I make a suggestion? Have him.
Yes, sir.
Brian, you're up here? Have him come up here to the mic.
Yeah.
There's people outside of this room who'd like to hear what's going on, too.
Okay. And in the room, probably.
Yeah. So, anyhow, the location. So we pushed a construction entrance out closer to the entrance because, you know, it's a dirt road. It's a gravel road, even regular vehicular traffic. We just wanted to make sure we're capturing everything on that front. The location around where the little cabins are was also a fill area that we added some silt fence to as well. But as you can see from this spot to there is like 1,000 feet, right? And it's vegetation. So there was one spot that we had over here where there was some.
So where was your land disturbance boundary?
Land disturbance boundary is around this area. But in a
is that the 5 acre?
Yep, yes, sir.
But
yeah,
you went outside that boundary to do other earthwork.
Yeah, I mean, so in a agricultural sense, can you not dig a pond?
I think you'd need a land disturbance permit or something.
No agriculture.
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 Well, can I say that everything up here was approved by the conservation even people?
It's part of the permaculture plan. So, I mean, honestly, that's what.
Ma'am, I need for you to respect the process and not be talking directly to the applicant, okay?
Yes, she said something else.
Okay, yeah. We've got plenty of people in the room. Let's keep it tight.
So all the ponds on here are for animal grazing, future animal grazing. So that's why we use those spots for the park.
So you've got designated areas for pastures?
Yes, sir. Yeah, this is all pasture over here. This area over here is a savanna restoration, so it's going back in and taking away a lot of the invasive species and replanting native species as well. You know, like he talked about before, this is a vineyard area. This is all going to be an orchard area, vegetable gardens, et cetera, et cetera. We've got a, 150-page document from the permaculture guy on all of those kinds of things, including taking out invasive species of trees and such.
They've been doing grading on the trails for your RV?
It's not off-road vehicles. It's a walking trail or mountain bike. So it's not this wide.
Coming out of trail?
Yes, sir. And like you said, the motocross track deal is really a original thing, not intended to be of any business use. But that's this green thing in the backyard.
Okay.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, and not everybody may understand permaculture, but it's kind of going back to the way farming was once done and restoring things. Kind of back to God's way as opposed to the way a lot of factory farming and those sorts of things work these days. And so that's obviously a process that takes time and years to build soil and all that sort of stuff with composting and animals and all that sort of stuff. So that, you know, as far as that piece of it is concerned, how long does it take to rebuild soil from whatever nutrients were pulled out of it for the last 50 years? I don't know. That's those guys' expertise.
Okay. Well, let's, it's 8:23, so why don't we go ahead and open it to the public hearing side. And the comment I would make is there's a lot of people here, so you're all more than welcome. There's a maximum of 4 minutes each. But if you guys collectively have the same message or you hear the same message and you just want to say, hey, I'm what they said before, I'm here for or against it, to help the process would be nice. But you guys totally, if you all want to go through it, can do that. Do you have any kind of order? Do we have anybody here signed up to speak on behalf of it, for it? Why don't we do the fours first, and then we'll do the opposed or more questions next. So anybody want to go first over on this side?
Hi, I'm Jeremy Worley. I'm really just here primarily to speak to Justin's character. I've known Justin about a year now. We were in I didn't even know he was moving to Branson, but I met him about a year ago in Dallas at a mastermind group that's designed for CEOs of companies. It's a very selective group to get into that's based on people who are givers. The goal is you can't outgive 150 people in the room. And he's well respected in that community. And Justin's the type of guy that will listen and he'll do what he says he's going to do. So I'm here to speak to his character. I also personally will say that my son has extreme dietary issues. He's gone through a lot because he can't eat at any restaurant in town. My wife has alpha-gal, so she also can't eat at any restaurant in town. So I applaud Justin's vision for what he's trying to do, because he is bringing something to the area that, you know, that I think some people will need. So that's all. I just want to say that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Howard, can I pause for a second?
We're
having some difficulties trying to get this out. I'd like to shut it down and reboot it real quick.
Okay. Technical difficulties, if we can hold on 1 minute.
So may I ask a question from a point of order?
No. Just FYI, we received a text that it's not properly broadcasting out. So we're going to try to reboot and see if we can get it up and going.
Down there and got